Hello and welcome back to Noah Reads Reddit Stories. After a weekend's break, I am back at it, but it's going to be a little later than usual because, well, I spent almost the entire day playing Animal Crossing and doing homework. So, today's subreddit is Am I the A-hole? So we're going to be doing the first post, and this post is by a bunch of random letters. I think I could say it. FJDJSKAAL. I don't know how they got that name, but whatever. Okay. Am I the a-hole for making my sister sleep on the floor because she was given money for a bed and sent it on a computer? Am I the a-hole for making my sister sleep on the floor because she was given money for a bed but spent it on a computer? So, I'm 25 male, and my sister, 19 female, is staying with me during quarantine because I live in her college city, and our mom is across the country, and I live in a two-bedroom apartment. But the second bedroom I had has been used as a game room / office. Our mom sent her some money for a bed when she moved in, but my sister spent it on a new computer. She's been sleeping in a sleeping bag on the floor for about a month now. She's been whining that it's uncomfortable, and I've just been ignoring her. Apparently, she texted my girlfriend about it when I talked to her, and she said, "It's inhumane, and I'm making her sleep on the floor. I should buy a cheap bed for her." I don't see why I should, since she can just move back. I don't see why I should, because she can just move back with my mom or sell her computer and buy a bed. She was given money. It's not like she didn't have the chance. Am I the butthole? Well, I don't think you're the a-hole, because she was given money for a bed, spent it on something that was not a bed, and basically just ruined her chances. She did this to herself. Okay. On to the next one. Okay. Am I the a-hole for not telling my wife I had a vasectomy? I've been married to my wife for 2 years now, and she's always wanted to have a child with me. She mentions it often, and I've been trying, air quotes, to have one with her. The problem is, I have had a vasectomy, and she doesn't know. My ex-wife came over and dropped off our three kids, My ex-wife came over and dropped off our three kids, 9, 5, and 4, and she's pregnant by her new husband. Well, her and my wife have been talking about the new baby and if she knew the gender. Now, my ex knows that I've been fixed, as did our youngest, as I did. Now, my ex knows that I've been fixed as I did so after our youngest was born. Well, my wife says, I can't wait to be pregnant. We've been trying to have a baby with no luck, but it will happen when God allows it. My ex just smiled, and then she looked at me, and I knew that she was thinking. I knew what she was thinking with the look she gave me. Later, she texted me and told me I need to tell my wife the truth that she had Later, she texted me and told me I needed to tell my wife the truth and that she had baby fever and it was cruel of me to give her false hope. And it pretty much called me the a-hole. So, am I the a-hole? I know it's a little dishonest, but it would break my wife's heart if she knew the truth. I think you might be a little bit of the a-hole, because that's not very nice. And I don't think that you should do something like that. You should have gone into that. And then when she said, I want a kid, you should have said something like, oh, so with my ex-wife, I had three kids. We got divorced. But before that, after we had our youngest child, I had a vasectomy. She would understand, because if she started having that fever then, and then you told it off immediately, she would be able to know. Then you guys could look into something like adoption or something. Don't go holding it over her head, saying, we can have a baby, and, like, have this truth bomb that you'll have to drop on her when she's, like, when she's, this truth, or you could just have this truth bomb that you have to lay on her later in life when you tell her, oh yeah, I forgot. We remember those years that we tried to have a baby? Yeah, I had a vasectomy, so we couldn't have done it anyway. And so it's just not very nice of you to do that. This next post is... That last post was posted by Party Yogurt Closet 7. Okay. This next post is by According Atmosphere Zero. My twin and I, 31 male and female, have been very close as our parents both passed away early and we ended up living with my uncle who very clearly did not want us. Our lives were going relatively fine until I became a mother at 21, and I dropped out of college to focus on my mental health. The pregnancy took a huge toll. I didn't manage to graduate in the end and ended up in retail, but my brother did, and I worked extra hard to get but my brother did and worked extra hard to get great working experience and good grades to help supplement my income with his help. We managed to make things work. Since our paths diverged, he has gone and become a successful business owner, and I am happy with the craft-related job I have. That allows me to work from home and gives me time to take care of my own set of twins. We've remained close, though. He has not stopped taking care of my kids since his business took off about 5 years ago. He has paid for most, if not all, of the kids' expenses and contributing to their savings. While I'm not 100% sure of his income, I can safely say it's probably in the mid to high six figures. He spends probably about $100,000 each year on the kids in various forms, investment gifts, schooling, etc. He first started dating Jane and the kiddos were 7. She was not happy that he would stay over sometimes and help babysit overnight and to give me a break and spend some time with the kids instead of going out with her. So she was also unhappy that we slept in the same bed. She was also unhappy that we slept in the same bed when he did that when I was one of... She was also unhappy that we slept in the same bed when he did that. When I was in a one-bedroom apartment at that time, and the alternative was basically a wooden platform that doubled as a couch. He stopped doing both at her behest, but she never really liked me after that. Throughout the past 4 years, she's been throwing snide remarks about me and my brother paying for the kids, which I accept because he is paying for them, and that is his choice. But recently, she posted a disgusting comment on my SM. I don't know what that is. On my SM, implying that my brother was the father of the twins and how disgusted I was for forcing him to pay for them. It was deleted within the hour, but I managed to get a screenshot. And I have two questions. Am I the a-hole for accepting his financial help to give my kids a better life than the one I can afford? He has expressed many times over the years that he's extremely happy to do so. Or would I be the a-hole for sending the screenshot to my brother? Knowing him, it would probably mean the end of their relationship, as he did not treat the last guy who implied that in front of me well and cut ties with him. You're not the butthole. Just send the picture. It's not that hard. It seems like they're in a toxic relationship, and you and your brother are close, so it wouldn't really be that... It would be really mean of him to... It would be really mean of the girlfriend to put this wedge between you and your brother. You guys are siblings. Siblings do things for each other. If he is willing to do this and you're not saying, hey, pay for my stuff, you make a good income, then you're not a butthole. But if he's like willing and like telling you, hey, I can do this and I would love to help financially support you, because it seems like that you two were the only friends that you had growing up. And so it's not like anything crazy to send the picture. I would do it because it seems like that that would be the right thing to do. This next post is by Am I Cool Now Guys with the Z. I love that. Okay. My family, two adults, two kids, recently moved across the country to a place that gets a lot of tourists, and my cousin wants to come visit later this year, / the beginning of the year. Our house has a dedicated guest room with an ensuite bath. The shower is small. If you Google small fiberglass shower, you'll see small fiberglass shower. You'll basically see plenty of examples of some roughly the same size, but this is the smallest bathroom / bath in the house. I agree that it probably wouldn't work for her, but I didn't think of it when she agreed to visit. My two kids share a room, their choice, that also has an attached bathroom, with a much larger shower tub combo. Everything seemed okay, but yesterday she asked which bedroom she'd be staying in. I said the one with the painted blue and the listing photos. She then asked if she could sleep in the boys' room instead because it had a bigger shower. I said no, she could use the bathroom in the house during the visit, including the master. She said no because she didn't want to share a bathroom with anyone else and it would be embarrassing, air quotes, and shaming, air quotes, her to walk across the house. She said she couldn't visit unless we switched rooms. She said that she didn't mind having to sleep in the kids' bed if we didn't want to move the beds around. I again said no, and she feels like I'm being cruel. Both she and her parents are furious. My reasoning? One, it is totally impractical to make the kids share a very tall queen-size bed during her visit. If we were to switch the beds around, it would take forever because the boys' bed, Google Treehouse bunk bed, is a total pain in the a to assemble. I'm afraid that her size would actually break the bunk bed, and it's not made to accommodate a person of her size. That room is the only room in the house with a tub, and my kids, 2 and 3 years old, still need assistance washing. We will need to access the tub regardless when she visits. I feel like I offered her a fair alternative. I don't feel like I was shaming her, I feel like I offered her a fair alternative, and I don't feel I was shaming her. But all this moving with toddlers has me on edge. So tell me, Reddit, am I the butthole? No, you're not the butthole. You are all you're doing is doing what she would have done. If she had kids and she was in this situation, she wouldn't move around kids' bunk beds. I think they're treehouse beds, but whatever. She wouldn't move around treehouse beds just so then you could sleep there because there's a bigger bathroom. Queen-sized bed. Does she want the room or the bathroom? Make a choice here, lady. Okay. We're gonna do a couple more stories, and am I the butthole for getting mad at my boyfriend for hiding things, air quote, that I don't like in meals that he makes? This post is by This next post is by user Better Becky. As a kid, I was a really fussy eater, and I was always forced to finish food I didn't like, and my family would joke about my terrible appetite. As an adult, I have expanded my taste so much, squid and a burgine is my favorite dish. Still, I have a lingering issues revolving my eating / food in general. So, I eat alone, and my boyfriend's aware of this. He likes to try and, air quote, trick me into eating foods he knows I don't like by hiding it in dishes he makes. He likes to try and trick me into eating foods he knows I don't like by hiding in dishes he makes. This doesn't sound like a big deal. I'm not allergic or anything, so as long as the inclusion of the ingredient doesn't ruin the meal, I wouldn't have much of a problem. If it ended in me discovering a new food I liked, sure, great. My problem isn't the fact that I'm eating stuff. My problem isn't the fact I'm eating stuff I don't like. It's the fact that when he does this, he finds glee in waiting until we are around family and friends announcing, guess what OP ate last night? And the revealing dish he made contained coriander / boiled green beans / mustard / whatever, and it just humiliates me as if I was lying about not liking those ingredients, or just being a brat. If not around friends, he'll ask me, you know what you just thought you didn't like coriander? Guess what you just ate. Most of the time, I know exactly what he included anyway. I just tolerate the sometimes slightly ruined taste. Every time I tell him I really dislike... Every time I tell him how I really dislike him doing this, not because of the food or that he clearly enjoys tricking me into... Every time I tell him how I really dislike him doing this, it's not because of the food, but because he clearly enjoys tricking me and making me feel violated. Last night he made a pie and I was eating it and I gashed on a chunk of black pudding, something I've been vocal about finding disgusting many times in the past. It's literally just dried pig's blood. And I've had it. I've lost my temper and I haven't spoken to him since. He has the perspective that you're being childish because I put black pudding in a pie, because I'm actually angry because he included it on purpose, knowing I don't like it, with the intent, most likely, to bring it up to our friends to make a joke out of me. Am I right to be mad? Info. He does most of the cooking, yes, but I'm perfectly fine cooking for myself, so it's not an argument about I don't like it, I don't like it, don't eat it. I think the comment by the great Azrilini, I don't know how to say that, puts it great. Not the a-hole. These are such huge red flags. First off, don't frick with other people's food. Ever. Second, even if he thought you weren't allergic to certain ingredients, I sure would be nasty surprised if he forcibly fed you something and your tongue started swelling up to the size of a balloon. Third, and this is the most important point, he's doing this to humiliate you and feel good about himself. He's getting in jollies at your expense. He's getting his jollies at your expense. He knows he's doing this because he wouldn't make such a spectacle of making you look like a brat. And he wouldn't make such a huge deal of calling you childish when you call him out on his behavior. That puts it best. Seriously, don't frick with people's food. Food is like the best thing ever. I eat a lot of it. I feel like I'm fat. I'm really not. But food is like the one thing that you shouldn't mess with when you're in a relationship. Okay? Okay. Great. Not the butthole. This next post is by user Maddie Avey. My sister is a senior in high school and I'm a sophomore. She wants to be a valedictorian at graduation this spring. She has a TikTok account where She has a TikTok account where she posts videos of herself and she takes one at school, at home, and some of them are kind of nasty, filming people unaware and making them the butt of jokes. She filmed me for it, including filming me when I was crying. I made her take down the video of me, but she did similar things to other people. I honestly didn't get all the jokes. Some were weird TikTok inside jokes, I guess. But they had people being sneakily filmed, But they had people being sneakily filmed and made the butt of a joke, which isn't cool. So after a while of that, I went and screen recorded all of her nastiest videos and sent an email to the school guidance counselor. I used to throw away email addresses and said that I wanted to anonymously report bullying by a student at the school towards other students and to watch the videos attached. I presented to be a concerned bystander rather than someone who was being bullied. And the school took it really seriously and had and they talked to everyone in the videos, their families, and took disciplinary action, suspending my sister and one of her best friends. Because my sister was suspended, she wasn't able to be a valedictorian anymore. Another girl at the school got the title. My sister and parents are mad. My sister was pissed at the other girl, who she says didn't deserve to be valedictorian because she came to school after being homeschooled just that year. So she needed to keep her grades up for 1 year, compared to 4 years. My parents were furious because my sister losing the valedictorian title means that she lost her full ride scholarship and my family will be in such worse financial situation having to pay for her college. They're furious at whoever cowardly person sent that report without telling them. I wanted the chance to resolve things before it came to this, but whoever's parents had known about this, had talked to them before getting school involved, were cowards. They wanted a chance to resolve things before it came to this, but whoever and said whoever's parents had known about this and not talked to them before getting the school involved were cowardly and not even trying to have a parent talk to talk. They were mad at being blindsided because the school had already made the decision to suspend my sister and make her lose her valedictorian title and scholarship before they knew anything was up. Nobody knows I sent that email. I was thinking about coming clean, but the way my parents have been so furious at the anonymous person, I don't think I will. I feel like my parents care more about my sister become valedictorian than having a full ride. I feel like my parents care more about my sister become valedictorian and having a full ride scholarship than they care about anything else. They've been so involved in her academics and college admissions. Am I the butthole for sending the email to the school? Edit ad. To address the question, did you talk to your parents / did you say why? I told them about the video she put up of me and they told her to take it away, but they didn't really get what was going on because they're not tech savvy and don't try to be. I think they don't understand the problem because the videos don't make a lot of sense. They're like bizarre TikTok memes that I don't really get. From their perspective, my sister did some vague, bizarre computer thing and they don't understand. And then all of a sudden, the school and all their parents were getting involved. And the scholarship is being taken away with no warning. Second edit, to address the question, why did you go so nuclear / did you know the consequences? Why did you go so nuclear / did you know that the consequences of involving the school would be? Actually, I have seen bullying getting reported in the school before. They have absolutely brushed it under the rug. Heck, I was half expecting to get no response at all after sent to the email anonymously. So I was surprised they actually did more than just a slap on the wrist or a hand wavy, well, there's two sides to every story, or, well, kids be kids. However, it's all said and done. I don't think what happened was nuclear, air quotes, or disproportionate. To be honest, I think a valedictorian should be someone who represents the school in a positive light. I think a valedictorian should be someone who represents the school in a positive light, leads by examples, etc. They have the honor of giving a speech to celebrate the whole grade's graduation. And the way my sister behaved was not that of a positive role model. The girl who's valedictorian now is honestly so much more of a positive role model. She's working hard and kind. She's also faced some bullying for her quirks and have been homeschooled up to the age of 16. She's handled herself with kindness and dignity. Edit to address... There's so many. Oh, this is the last one. Okay. Edit to address the question. How are you sure it was bullying if you didn't get TikTok humor? What was in the videos? There was some stuff in it that was pretty obviously bullying. Like a video of a learning disabled kid having a breakdown. Cut in my sister and her friends dancing in a way that made fun of him. Cut back to him, etc. Or one of the girls and a guy at my school having an argument about their relationship. Something really private and emotional, cut in with some pop song snippets, and my sister's doing some weird dances where she's slapping herself. Or cut in with some pop song snippets where and my sister doing some weird dance where she was slapping herself. Like, I don't get the whole TikTok meme context, but she was super obviously filming people at embarrassing and personal moments to make fun. I don't think you're the butthole, but for the sake of, but I think the user, N A NamHK13 puts it best. Not the butthole, but for your sake, honestly, do not tell them it was you. Seriously, tell no one. Not even friends that would tell them. What's done is done and can't be changed. You do not need a family to fall out over this. Her behavior was wrong and she deserves to have face repercussions for it. Remember, how does the fish get caught? It opens its effing mouth. Perfect. Yeah, it just describes it perfectly. Honestly, I would have done it if my sister was doing that, but it's just, you shouldn't bully people. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about your sister, but you shouldn't bully people, especially if it's putting your graduation and your college and everything about your future at risk. Don't bully people. Everybody who's listening, don't bully. It is literally the worst thing you can do to a person, and it will make somebody cry their eyeballs out the next time they see you. What the heck? Why would you do that? Why? Okay. That, sadly, is the end of the episode. I would really appreciate it. Just everybody who's listening right now, please go and follow the podcast. You can get updated. You can, instead of clicking on my Instagram stories, because that's what all the people that listen to my podcast do, instead of clicking on the Instagram stories every time I upload a podcast, you can follow it and then check it to see if there's new episodes. And if you're listening to this on Spotify or anywhere else, please, please, please follow. It really helps the thing grow, and I would really like it if you listen to the very end, because then I will be able to get more publicity. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day/night, whatever time it is for you. Bye-bye.